The study titled A Benchmark Study of the Economic Impact of Visitor Expenditures on the Vermont Economy 2011 was released during the 30th Annual Vermont Travel Industry Conference this week. According to Department of Tourism and Marketing spokesperson Jen Butson, it found that since 2009, there has been record growth in visitor spending.
Travel and tourism industry represents almost 38,000 jobs for Vermonters, and that's about a 13% increase growth since 2009. And what we're seeing in retail spending and then also taxes are looking like really promising growth in those 2 years as well. And of course, you know, when you're looking at 2009, across the nation we were having the Great Recession, and over the last couple of years watching the economy grow, and then also really being able to target the drive market to visit has been successful.
Stowe Area Association Executive Director Ed Stahl is chair of the Vermont Travel and Recreation Council. He notes that Vermont's tourism industry is seeing growth despite challenges due to bad weather last year and the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene.
All the metrics are up. It's been very strong. So if you look over the last 6 years or 5 years, we're still recovering a bit from the financial recession. But we're about back at the 2007 levels and moving forward. We're seeing growth in all of our markets. We've had a 15% increase in business from Canada in the last year, so we're very optimistic.
How strong the tourism economy is depends on where you are, according to Ed Stahl. In the Stowe area, he explains that there have been infrastructure improvements at ski resorts and new restaurants. Stahl says part of the work is being done to anticipate tourism inclinations.
One of the new trends we're seeing, and part of it goes back to if you build it, they'll come, we now have a really outstanding network of mountain biking trails between Stowe and Waterbury. And as a result, we're seeing increased mountain bikers here, but we believe that's going to be the next wave of tourism that will impact summer.
Although Vermont is renowned for winter skiing, most tourists actually visit in summer. The report found nearly 30% of person trips occurred then, compared to 28% in winter. However, visitor spending in winter was higher. The report also broke down where travelers came from. 54% are from the U.S. outside of Vermont, 27% are Vermonters, and 18% are from Canada. Jen Butson notes the Department of Tourism and Marketing wants to focus more on international tourists.
There is significant growth in that audience coming to the United States, but also significant competition in international markets.
Visitors spent more than $1.7 billion in 2011 in Vermont, generating nearly $275 million in tax revenues and supporting nearly 38,000 tourism-related jobs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.